I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. New South Wales is accused of running a kangaroo court inside prisons after a scathing report found thousands of conduct charges could be incorrect. The New South Wales Ombudsman's report on prison punishment in the past 5 years found widespread substandard, non-compliant and sometimes blatantly unlawful processes. Inmates whose behaviour warranted mental health support were instead disciplined, people were punished twice for the same matter, and staff frequently used last resort penalties banning family contact. The report found that a third of the 10,000 internal offences unrelated to drugs each year could be invalid. Further criticism was made of the inherently unfair lack of appeals rights. It's another troubling set of findings about New South Wales prisons after a scathing inquiry in March found a serial rapist prison guard was protected by management unwilling to investigate rumours, triggering the departure of the state's prison chief. An Indigenous family violence prevention advocate says better measurements need to be put in place to understand what works to stop violence and abuse against First Nations women and children.
There's some other indicating factors that might be a spin-off from that. So children in out-of-home care might be one, homelessness, etc. But we really need to focus on the domestic, family and sexual violence baseline measures so that we can determine whether we are making progress towards that target.
That's Kerry Staines, the CEO of First Nations Advocates Against Family Violence. And embattled airline Rex's search for a saviour could drag on for months longer as administrators appeal to a court for more time. More than 3 weeks after entering voluntary administration, the debt-laden regional carrier is still looking for a buyer after reportedly fielding interest from a range of parties. Rex's fleet of Boeing 737s operating between major metropolitan centres were grounded after management of the airlines was handed to administrators EY Australia, but regional flights remain in the sky. EY will go to court today to formally ask for the convening period to be extended out to no later than November 25. It's a blow for the more than 600 workers who have been made redundant to date, and Transport Workers Union National Secretary Michael Kane pleaded with the administrators to provide them with some certainty. Australians are being urged to better support native bees as new standards are approved for honey production by native stingless bees. It's been a month since Food Standards Australia has deemed that honey is safe for sale and use, although produce won't be sold within supermarkets, but rather in local communities and online. Chair of the Honey Committee at the Australian Native Bee Association, Dean Haley, has told National Radio News that the public is perhaps unaware about the 2,000 species of native Australian bees, with around 24 of those being stingless bees.
So if people want to native bees in Australia and therefore have these free pollination services for vegetables, crops, all these things, we need to retain certain amounts of vegetation and nesting sites that these bees call home.
We'll have more coming up next.
It's round 24 of the 2024 AFL Premiership season for AFL Indigenous Broadcasting. Tonight, from 7pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Melbourne taking on Collingwood live from Wurundjeri Lands at the MCG. And on Sunday, from 2:45pm Australian Eastern Standard Time, it's Carlton taking on St Kilda live from Wurundjeri Lands at Marvel Stadium. Book us throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
Temperatures are expected to rise to 15 degrees above their August average over the coming days in parts of the country.
In particular, around the centre of the country, we're looking at some incredibly warm weather for this time of year from Friday onwards, with temperatures forecast to be as much as 15 degrees above what's usual for this time of year. So that means temperatures in the high 30s for parts of South Australia and the Northern Territory and Queensland.
That's Senior Meteorologist Angus Hines. The hot conditions are already affecting parts of Western Australia, the Northern Territory and South Australia. Temperatures will continue to rise in Queensland and New South Wales across the weekend and into next week. To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you missed a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
13th of October 2024. If you missed it the first time, don't miss it now. Experience the tropical foreshore of Gimoy Cairns like never before as it comes alive with a spectacular display of light sculptures at our Art Story Walk. Join us for the Calling Country Ceremony on 3rd of October on the Esplanade. Shine is a family-friendly festival celebrating First Nations' unique cultural and arts practices, presenting nightly black markets, daily music performances and deep wisdom conversations at the Salthouse Festival Hub. Be sure to secure your tickets to Shine on Gimoy 2024 and don't miss it. Come and see our new Dream Aloud concert at Munro Martin Parklands on Saturday the 5th of October, presented in partnership with QMF. Tickets are available at moshtix.com.au and we'll see you there.
Station sponsor.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me! Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Hey, Tudilly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Here we are, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev coming to you live here from Bibinda. And big shout out, Bibinda Mob, rural town located in Cairns Regional, North Queensland. And it is home of the Bibinda Colts Rugby League. And it is the Rubber Colours. Big shout out to Bibinda. Thank you very much for having us here, Bummer Boo, for the outdoor broadcast. And hosted by the Majunji Aboriginal Corporation, and they're doing their NAIDOC. So happy NAIDOC to you all here in Bibinda. And if you're in the area in Isfahan, come on up. And if you're in Cairns, Gordonville, come on down. It's beautiful, fantastic. And we're taking the program for National Talk Black for the next hour or so here at Bibinda and celebrating NAIDOC. Of course, don't forget the theme, Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. And look, fantastic. Going to catch up the yarn with, the chairperson of the organisation here, Majunji Aboriginal Corporation. And there's some beautiful artwork here as well, beautiful music. A big shout-out to the Oliver Boys. Late Notice, they're performing all day. And look, spreading the love. The celebration's good. Food smells nice. A lot of mob. We've got the Jabagunji dancers performing at the moment out on the foyer there. So look, fantastic. And the township is coming alive. People are coming down here, and we welcome all our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well. And of course, Bummer. Can't beat Bummer. Bummer here. Black everywhere. All the elders are here. And all our young ones as well. So look, it is great. So we are celebrating NAIDOC here at Bibinda. Now Bibinda, it's always in annual competition with Tully for the wettest town in Australia. We have overcast here at the moment, no rain. So I don't know, Tully might be a little bit ahead today, but we'll see how we go. Look like there's rain coming, but hey, say warm rain and beautiful rain. We are in it. They always go, Tully and Bibinda always go for the gumboot town, they call it, for the wettest town in Australia. A very deadly mob, stay tuned to your live outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, and we'll be catching up having a yarn to the chairperson of Majunji Aboriginal Corporation very soon. Stay tuned to your deadly program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
are down. Even so, the blue and the red and white, with the five stars on, with the five stars on.
Represent the people.
Tudeli Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at Bibinda. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. We're down here for Bibinda NAIDOC. Bibinda, like I said, rural town located in Cairns region, North Queensland, and is the home of the Bibinda Colts, Rabbitoh Colours. And we are celebrating NAIDOC down here. Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. I'm going to catch up a yarn now to the chairperson of the Majunji Aboriginal Corporation, and that's Uncle Jamie Satani. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you, Jamie?
Good, Trev.
Yeah, good, brother. Good. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Jamie Satani. I'm here, born and bred in Bibinda.
Yes.
Part of the Majunji group. Lived all my life here. Went to school here in Bibinda. Family mob from Deerell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've got connections there to Yarraba there too.
Beautiful, yeah. Fantastic. Well, beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for having us here on Bibinda, on Majunji Aboriginal land, brother. So you're the chairperson of the Aboriginal Corporation. How many directors on board?
Brother, we got six directors here.
Six directors,
yeah.
Fantastic. And how long have you been the chairperson?
Chairperson since 2022.
2022,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so we come years. In... Yeah, yep. Sorry, we come in about 2019, and we had a whole new young board of directors.
Yes.
Yep.
Fantastic. And so here we are for a NAIDOC celebration. We're here in the township, the main drag, next door to the Bibinda State Hotel. Do you do it in this venue all the time for NAIDOC?
No, well, last year we did it at the Bibinda football ground, so okay. They've got a covered area down there. This year we thought we'd bring it up into town, just discussion with the local mob.
Yep.
They said, look, we'd love to have something in the middle of town.
Yes.
So, which is in partnership here with the Bibinda State Hotel.
Yes.
The owner said, yeah, look, though, we're happy for us to come on, support us in kind in this
area.
Yeah,
fantastic, and using their car park. Yeah, beautiful. Mm. Look, it's a nice area, and it's done really well, and joining all the tents together, as I mentioned earlier, always in competition with Tully in regarding the wettest town in Australia. Well, we're doing okay here at the moment regarding overcast, but there's no rain at the moment, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Usually the, when I go places and they say, where are you from? And I say, Bibinda.
Yes.
And you're pretty much wettest town in Queensland.
That's not exactly. We're in the big gumboots. Look, it is fantastic and it is great to see. Look, here we are keeping the fire burning, black, loud and proud. The theme for NAIDOC this year for 2024. It's a great vehicle, it's a great tool. We celebrate our culture as First Nation people, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, but it's also a platform to, I see a lot of non-Indigenous brothers and sisters here, which is great, and we open the door for conversations, education, and to celebrate together, black and white, yeah?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, and that's what we want to do, like people to understand.
Yes.
We've never had NAIDOC, and it's really good to see the people coming in and experience, because we talk about keep the fire burning.
Yes.
And we've got a lot of artists here today, a lot of elders, and we want to keep them yarns happening because, future generations.
Future generations. That is so true. Jamie, that is so true. And then we're talking about job opportunities, but we're also talking about black businesses. A lot of the artists here are entrepreneurs, their own business entity in themselves.
Yes.
So, which is great to see. But it empowers their young ones. You can't be what you can't see. And they see that, they get inspired, and there's a pathway there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly, brother. Yeah, look, that's one of the things that we're trying to... encourage our younger ones to come on board whilst we've got the older ones here, to learn from them.
Exactly.
And keep that, handing over that baton to them.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Hand the baton over there. Well, good yarning with you, Jamie Satani, chairperson of Majunji Aboriginal Corporation. Thank you for the yarn. Thank you for having us here, Bumma Bipa Media. It's great to be here and celebrate with you, Mob, for NAIDOC for 2024. And look, we'll catch up soon. Big shout out to your fellow directors.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Stay tuned. You Mob, Tudeli, BBM, 98.7 FM, National Talk Black.
Hey, which way you Mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kajana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
ka parukar inur na pai ki e kazinu lai mai e e nat dinu paruka wa kain ta mai ma ninu paru naga kia tai e mai e to all the southeast wind storm is rising. My son is caught in the storm, in the storm. I am thinking of your face, thinking of you. Your beautiful face is in my mind.
Welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at Babinda, home of the Colts Rugby League, the Rabbitoh Colours. We're down here, Babinda, which is a rural town located in Cairns, North Queensland, part of the Cairns region, part of Cairns Regional Council. And we're here for NAIDOC, celebrating NAIDOC, keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud, and hosted by the Mujungi Aboriginal Corporation. Had a beautiful chat with the chairperson there, Uncle Jamie Satani, and now I'm going to catch up a yarn there with the senior ranger from Mujibana Rangers, and that's Anthony Satini. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Tim. Yeah.
Brother, good to see you. Thank you for coming. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name, I'm senior ranger. My name's Anthony. I'm senior ranger for the Mujibana crew.
Yes.
And my ancestors, Mujungi lot down here through my mother's side.
Okay, brother. And when you say Mujungi, paint the picture regarding the land where the Mujungi people sit. That's here in Babinda Colt. Does it go any further close to Mamu, Innisfail?
Yeah, well, it links on to Mamu and Dillabed. So, yeah, we're sort of in the middle around DRL area.
Okay.
Binder, yeah.
And a beautiful footprint. Always competing with Tully for the wettest town in Australia.
Oh, yeah. I think we're too deadly for that, aren't we?
Too deadly. Yeah. Thank you, Anthony. Now, how long have you been ranger there for Manjibana Rangers?
We've been here, sort of kicked off, myself, my oldest boy, he's sort of been here a bit longer than me, but I was a landscaper.
Yeah.
And I've come in probably 3 years now.
Okay.
I left my landscaping job and, come in and help
and
look
you
up
enjoying
the
this space, brother?
Oh, I love it, eh?
Yeah,
love it, yeah.
I can see the passion in your eyes there, my brother. Mm. So we look after our country. Tell us some of the jobs. Have we got our sisters on board as well?
Yeah, we've got my wife working with me.
Okay.
And we've got another
so
sister.
So she can keep an eye on you, eh, bro?
Yeah.
And what's your wife's name?
Tracy.
Tracy, big shout-out, yeah, Tracy. Yeah. Yep, good. And you mentioned your son, so he's a ranger too?
Yeah, we're sort of a family-bound...
Family affair, yeah.
Yeah, so it's myself, yes. My wife, my older son, Anthony, Isaiah, and we've got another sister, cousin one, Rosemary, so she's come on board to give us a hand as well, yeah.
Fantastic. So you've got an office space or like a shed? Where do you guys operate from?
No, we just sort of, we're down that, we've got a site with a couple of containers and stuff on there with all our equipment and stuff. Sort of usually work out of there, but when it's raining, of course, we just come back into the office and do a lot of paperwork and stuff in here. So,
sure,
but most of the time we're out and about and, doing a lot, yeah.
And look, when we talk about ranger work, we talk about First Nation people, talking about mob, bummer, working on country and getting paid to do it. And that's got to be the best job in the world.
Oh, mate, I love it, eh? Yeah. I thought landscaping was, a bit of a green thumb, but looking after country. You can't beat it, eh?
Yeah,
just, giving it back to our ancestors, and every time you go on country, you feel that you're doing good for, looking after the country and,
Yeah. And do you get to travel around with Rangers Group? When we're talking about First Nation Rangers, have conferences or gathering, or do you get to... joint venture with other rangers? Tell us about that space.
Yeah, we do a lot of formal stuff. We do a lot of stuff with when we was doing our water monitoring project. We did a lot of meetings with formals with the water and pig management. Do a lot of pig and weed management with them lot. And, we've just RRC, we've been... been flat out actually, brother. But yeah.
Nah, fantastic, brother. When we talk about Bibinda, I think of Bibinda Boulders. So, do you operate Bibinda Boulders? It's a beautiful swimming area, and it's mountain streams. And when we say boulders, we're talking big, muscly, deadly rocks in amongst the rainforest. You guys work in that area and keep that place nice.
Yeah, we're not actually working in there, but we're in progress of working with CRC. To hopefully just go up and monitor it, on a daily basis.
Yeah,
just,
beautiful.
Watch the tourists and stuff like that, but just letting them know that we're out there, we're there to sort of help them out and have a yarn with them and just be the eyes and ears of that place, because this time of year, can get very, very dangerous, a lot of people like to...
Exactly. Well, when you say dangerous, there is a Aboriginal legendary story that goes with the Bibinda Boulders.
Yeah.
Do you know the story? Are you happy to share it?
I know a little bit of it. I'm more or less leaving up the elders sort of.
To share that yarn.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Well, Anthony, good yarning with you. Anthony Satini, Senior Ranger with Manjibana Rangers. You are enjoying the journey. You are the senior there, brother.
Yeah.
One of the seniors and leading the way.
Yep.
And as we said, you can't beat working on country and getting paid to do it. And we thank you for having us here on your country, Bibinda. And we're here to celebrate NAIDOC. Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. And I feel that in your voice, the passion.
Yeah.
What you're doing, you're proud to be Manjibana Ranger. There is, my brother. But thank you for your yarn.
Thank you for having us. And great to see you down there. And enjoy.
And happy NAIDOC, brother.
Plenty of food.
I'm looking at that, brother.
Yeah.
I want to finish this jar so I can get a feed.
Yeah.
All of us, happy NAIDOC, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Too deadly. a beautiful yarn there. Anthony Satini, Senior Ranger, Mudjibunna Rangers. That's who they are, Mudjibunna Rangers. We are here at Bibinda Township. And look, keep the fire burning black, loud and proud. And we're going to try and catch up with Uncle Garth Murga, who's a First Nation man who lives here. I believe he's Gunganji man, but he's been living down here for a long time down there, here at Bibinda, and he's got his art business. So I'll try and catch up with Uncle Garth Murga. But look, stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black, live outdoor broadcast at Bibinda Main Street, here next to the Bibinda State Hotel. And we're celebrating NAIDOC for 2024. The beautiful theme, Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. Stay tuned, National Talk Black.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me, you got. From Yoruba, where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes, whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to divide.
Tudeli Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here at the beautiful township of Bibinda. And Bibinda Natok, we're down here celebrating. Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry for your daily program, National Talk Black. Having beautiful yarns, and this fantastic little township, Bibinda, has come to life. We have a lot of First Nation people here, of course, and a lot of non-Indigenous brothers and sisters as well celebrating Natok. And look, keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Uncle. Uncle Garth Merger, and he's the owner director of Native Creations Australia, a deadly artist. And a very good morning, Uncle Garth. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and all your listeners.
Thank you very much. Before we start, Uncle, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
My name's Garth Merger. My mob, I'm from Yarrabah, Kungaji, Gurugulu. My beautiful partner that works in with me, Estelle Cranby.
Big shout out, Estelle. Big shout out, Estelle. Yeah. And she, Jabakai.
Jabakai.
Jabakai. Yeah, Jabakai. So you two are another man country here?
We're on another man country. Yeah.
So you lived in here. How long have you been living here, Bibinda?
Nearly most of my life. Nearly
most
over
of your
40,
life, my brother.
40 years.
Beautiful.
Like,
so you.
This is like my second home.
You're rainforest native now?
Rainforest here, yeah. Rainforest.
Tell us about your beautiful business, and people can check it out online. Native Creations Australia. How long have you been running that business, Uncle?
Brother, we've been running this now for over 40 years.
40 years.
40 years been, you know,
beautiful.
Doing this, you know. Like, we never ever thought that, you know, here we are today, you know, yeah. Being in business. We just, you know, done
yeah.
It as part of culture, you know.
And yes.
Like, in the small town, you know, I've worked in, you know, various jobs
sure.
Around the region, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, now they all folded, and
yep.
Lucky I had my culture, you know, to fall back on. And
your culture will keeps you strong, but your culture also has become a business entity, yep. So it pays the bill,
yep.
And it keeps you vibrant in the economy.
Yeah, so, you know, from what we've done, you know, being a, you know, little soul trailer,
yes.
You know, in the arts and craft, but we're also looking at the other side now of tourism.
Yes.
Going in, you know, with Indigenous tourism, working in with other groups, what we can get involved with, and, you know, passing our knowledge on and
yes.
Sharing. So that's beautiful. The other side that, you know, I'm looking to, you know, want to, you know, get into more, you know. So I'd like to pass this on, pass my knowledge and,
yep.
You know.
For your daily mob out there tuned in, National Talk Black, do check out his webpage. That's Uncle Garth Merger. Webpage, all the W's, .nativecreations, one word. .com.au. So do check it out. And Uncle, you got your store here and you're selling all your different produce. I did see you at CIAF, Cancer Indigenous Art Fair. So you're part of CIAF as well when you get to exhibit your stuff?
Yeah, like just coming off that, you know, the last few months been so hectic, you
yeah,
know,
good, yes.
Leading up to CIAF, you know. That's where we, you know, we done all our arts and crafts stuff, you know, just for that big event. But you know, there are so many, and sometimes it's, you know, hard to keep up. But
yeah, sure.
Yeah. So
no, which is good. And do you travel around with your artwork? I mean, we're talking about Kansas and CIAF, Kansas Art Fair. Do you travel intercity, interstates?
Yeah. Look, I get a lot of offers, you know, to do exhibition and stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes it can be, you know, really demanding, you know. So,
sure.
So I sort of, you know, when I got a bit of time, you know, if I can, you know. Get a chance of, you know, showcasing some of my, you know, unique pieces,
yes.
Like with my artifacts in those exhibition. Like just going back a few months, we were part of the at the Cairns Courthouse Gallery, part of
yep.
The charcoal exhibition there.
Yes,
That was really, you know, that was really successful for us.
Yeah,
so,
beautiful, fantastic. Yeah. So any exhibition or art gallery you go to or showcase your work, it's just about promoting, getting the word out, isn't it?
Yeah, just getting the work out. And the other side is what we do is we also, being a manufacturer, a maker, we supply a lot of, you know, school group organisation. So as we, you know, still continuing with our NAIDOC.
Yes.
So if there's any organisation, school group would like to, you know, looking for any of those blank stuff, you know, that's what we can do. We can supply.
Yes.
And also do workshop and activities. So
yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. And so just you and lovely Estelle running the business?
Yeah, just me
you
and
have
Estelle.
Your children involved?
Yeah, I've got my children when they can get a time, you know, so that, you know, they work also. And so when they can get time to come out and help out. So Yeah. But it's mainly me and Eskol, so.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. Well, I do love your work, brother, and we also had conversations, of course, in the tourist industry space regarding Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. So we are joined at the hips in so many ways, Uncle. Great to be yarning with you. Thank you for coming along. Good luck with it all. Keep doing what you're doing and leading from the front, my brother. 40 years in business. That in itself is a beautiful record.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you.
We'll talk to Uncle Garth.
Yeah. Just before everyone go, look, all our mob out there, if you're around the area, if you're not doing anything, look, come down to Bibinda. Come down to Bibinda. It's not far away. It's a beautiful little place. So, you know, come down for the drive and be a part of our NAIDOC day today.
Beautiful. That's fantastic. Good promotion there. Yeah. Thank you, Uncle Garth. Yeah, so we're here at Bummer Bibinda until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The festival goes till 3 o'clock. It is celebrating NAIDOC for 2024. And, of course, the theme, keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. Uncle Garth, we'll talk soon. Give our love to Estelle there, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Okay. Stay tuned, you mob. Come and have a yarn with us here at Bummer Bibber Media. Like I said, National Tour Black, taking you right through another 12-odd minutes. They've got the news coming up, but the BBM crew will be doing the outdoor broadcast right through at 3 o'clock. But good to be down here at Bibinda and celebrating NAIDOC and the beautiful township. Coming to life, and a population of 1,300 people, and I would say there's about 80 people here at the moment. Fantastic, so plenty of room for mob to come there. The food is happening, the kaiko is happening, you've got some deadly scones as well, and come and catch up with mob and have a yarn. Stay tuned to your deadly program, National Talk Black, BBM 98.7 FM. Yeah, Black Caribbean, Sweet Yari here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Live outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black here at Bibinda Township in the rural town here in Cairns region, North Queensland. We're here for NAIDOC, celebrating NAIDOC, and happy NAIDOC to you all. Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud is the theme for 2024. Having deadly yarns here and caught up and had a yarn with Jamie Satani, the chairperson of the Majungi Aboriginal Corporation, and also Anthony Satini, and he's a senior ranger of the Majibana Rangers, and also had a beautiful yarn with Uncle Garth Merger, National Creation Australia, and the fact that he's been in business for 40 years with his artwork, him and his lovely wife there, Sister Estelle. And look, good yarning with you, Mob. I've enjoyed it here, doing the outdoor broadcast here. But for your local Mob, stay tuned to BBM. We're here till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And for you, Delhi Mob, on the National Band, big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. National News Radio Service takes us across the country with National Talk Black. And it's good to be having yarns. I mean, look at that fantastic vehicle. I'm having yarns with Mob and Bibinda. And people across the country will be thinking, where Bibinda? Well, there you go. And so we, geographically, it is, like I said, 45 minutes south of Cairns. And just for Innisfail, if you don't know Innisfail, then don't forget we've got the likes of Ty Williams, who played for Queensland, South of Origin. Of course, Billy Slater. And then up the road here, Gordon Wild and Nate Miles, who played for Queensland. So that's where it all sits. If you want to explain it rugby league-wise, then the penny may drop. But Bibinda Boulders, a beautiful swimming hole here. Mountain streams here from the mountain through the rainforest. And look gorgeous. There's a beautiful Aboriginal legendary story as well. And we're going to try and catch up with an elder, an auntie, an uncle, and talk about that legend if we can. But look, thank you for your company, Mob. Thank you to NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, and we're keeping you abreast of what's happening in the world as well as in your area. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon. But your local Mob, stay with us. We're going right through till 3 o'clock for the live outdoor broadcast at Bibinda for a NAIDOC 2024 Black Loud and Proud. National Talk Black, too deadly.
For all to see, the waterfalls to for my people. Lord, for my people.
Made the sun, the ocean possessed my soul, and the land made me one. The culture was the song my ancestors sung. Left footprints with the dust of the path I came from.
Me plan become strong, Long Island man, strike like Bandipan.
I'm a warrior. We've been growing up with unblung hunters of the village. Then we became the voice.
One blood, hidden image.
My heartbeat belongs to the rhythm of our dance. Stories echoes through the shores of my soul like our chant. So the stories I shall dance with our culture and land. So them people can understand when I'm an island man.
This is where I come from, this is who I am.
Identities of many seas flowing in one man. Like the tide forming breeze, my people shall rise with me. And my brothers always said it was destiny.
Ay, kissing up on a party, nine, 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 Laka waru kau nuna dibiga peiban kau nau mumu ingus.
Child, to know who you are, you must first know where you come from. And with the sounds of the island drums, I will share this with you in my song.
This is where I come from, this is who I am. This is how my people, this is what I am. This is where I come from, this is who I am. This is how my people, this is what I am.
My people must remain strong. Karaboy must remain strong. Our blood must remain strong. Nobukunko must remain strong. I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. I, indigenous, I shall represent. I fight the drums from the east, strike a dance from the west. Torres Strait Islands, I shall represent. Son of a man, raised by island kings, born to Malu warriors, my culture flows within. The heart of my people, you plum must believe. Like my brothers always say, it is destiny.
Ay, kissing up on a bay, nine, 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 nine,
nine,
everybody, all over the place, in most situations, most all of the time.